Duncan Studios and WRMD Internet Radio. Welcome you to The Creepy Basement Show, starring Rich Duncan, episode 279, The Creepy Basements, The Fuck 2020, New Year's Eve Party, episode, starring, produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan, with co-host Ernie Hill. This content is offensive and explicit, and is neither work or child-friendly. The opinions expressed within are that of fictional characters. Therefore, the situations contained within this podcast are fictitious as well. Here is the star of the show, and America's favorite dick, Rich Duncan.
Hi there, and welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode 279. Starring me, I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. Say hello, Ernie.
Hello.
Oh, you're loud.
Holy shit.
It's the New Year's Eve party episode. Enjoy this song. We'll be right back. Fuck. It's hard to party this hard, Ernie.
You think you're righteous, your body and soul. Your faith in Jesus with no self-control. And if deplorable is moral, cause it's what you're told. Then take your Bible and swallow it whole. I'm sick of losing, no, I can't pretend. Burn the election, they trumped us again. Manipulate the population, can we just ascend? Impeach the asshole and all of his friends.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the delicious Dirty Dick Dancers. They are delicious, are they not, Ernie? It's also brought to you by the Miller Brewing Company, Zen Leaf. Yes, all your recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Speaking of which, say hello to Sid. Sid's here in spirit. Yeah, I don't know. This episode, Sid, 279 of the Creepy Basement Show, starring me, Rich Duncan, with my co-host, Ernie Hill. Say hello, Ernie.
Hello.
It's New Year's Eve-ish. Fuck 2020.
Yep.
Worst year fucking ever. Let's just say, in full disclosure, today is the first. The first is ended just now, so it's actually the 2nd of January. 10 minutes in. But I don't think it could get much better than the first was for me. I had a lady at work offer to blow me today. She said, "You're cute. I want to go down on you." And I was like, only if I can go down on you too. And then we like bantered and stuff. It was kind of nice. Yeah, good day. A fucking customer gave me $10, just being nice. Then I kind of fell into some cash a little bit. Kind of, we won't talk about that too much, but things are good. I got chocolate milk in my fridge, and bologna, and hot salami. I got a new jug of fucking mayonnaise, a new loaf of bread. I got some chicken pot pies in my freezer. Yeah, life's good, buddy. God will provide. God will provide. Amen. Hallelujah. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Delusions. That's right. If you believe, I don't know, let's just say things are good. Let's hope the rest of the year continues as well as today went. Right? You're here. That makes my day better. Do you have any days? I go like 12, 15 days where there's no Ernie. Those days suck for me, dude. I sit here and I cry. I have to masturbate a lot because I'm depressed. Yeah, I eat a lot of fucking Cocoa Pebbles and shit just because I'm like, no Ernie's around. I'm so sad. And, you know, aww. Anyway. Welcome to the episode, to my episodes. I have a lot of issues. I have more issues than fucking Playboy, dude. Welcome to the show. It's episode 279. It's our version of a New Year's Eve party. Yes. It's just the two of us, but we both know how to party pretty hardy.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Episode 279. The New Year's Eve-ish episode. Fuck 2020, Ernie sucked. No, 2020 sucked. Ernie's good. Thank you for listening to the show. If you like the show, please tell a friend. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com. thecreepycrew@hotmail.com. You can text, call, or voicemail, or send pictures of your sexy parts to 1-630-943-5119. You want to give him your phone number too, Ernie?
I'm good, thanks.
Come on, dude. Do you know how many pictures I get a week? Yeah. Off from that gym guy that was on the show once. Dude, like, I've seen it. Like, hard, soft. Ooh, shit, what are you going to do? Emails and voicemails. We still haven't gotten any.
Yeah, we're still waiting.
Yeah, whatever. If you'd like to email the show, you can email us at thecreepycrew@hotmail.com, thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com. Visit the show at thecreepybasementshow.podomatic.com. You can find me on Facebook. I'm Richard Duncan. And then if you look for Ernie, you can find him, but don't look into his pictures because it's just all like, he says they're mushrooms that he's out hunting, but I'm pretty sure it's his penis. So yeah, please contact the show. Let us know what you think. Maybe give us suggestions for the show so it's not the same every time. This episode of the show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, she's somebody's daughter, but she's not your daughter. Right?
That is true.
Right? Like you were saying earlier, we're not on Noah's Ark. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show, starring me. Yeah. We should probably do this. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We missed the count. Let's try again. Ready? 7, 8, 7, 6, 5. Fuck, they missed it again. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year's, motherfucker.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yay.
So.
Think it's fucking over.
Right? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Special Cuts. Remember, the haircut you can't show all your friends. It's the haircut your very special friend will like the most. Special Cuts, a proud sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show. This episode is also brought to you by Billy and Billy's Meth and Vitamins. Remember, if you're going to smoke meth, take your vitamins. A proud sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Vito's Loans and Beatdowns. Need some extra cash during this hard, desperate COVID economic crisis? You all right over there, Ernie?
Yeah.
Do you need help from Vito?
Oh,
yeah. Vito's Loans and Beatdowns. They kind of go hand in hand. Just like happy handshakes. Yes. Oh, Ernie. Did you get the coupons?
What coupons?
For happy handshakes I got you.
No, I've got them.
You've just been giving them to yourself for free. It's also brought to you by Chiefs Licks A Lot of Cocks Indian Camp and Casino for Kids. And Captain Creepy's in jail still.
Go figure. That's no surprise.
I just don't think I want to do that voice anymore. Although, I can't be accused of being racist.
Ugh, clowns ain't racist. They can be accused of sounding like fucking The Simpsons or something. I don't know. Whatever. But all clowns like this sound the same, right? I mean, what do I have to do? Talk like this, maybe? Well, that sounds more like Krusty. I don't fucking know. I'm having a nervous breakdown. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Nervous Breakdowns. Have one or two a week.
Yeah, that's what I do. Seems to be working for me. It's also brought to you by... Oh, rice is so nice. You like our rice, Ernie? Come on, all you like... Come on, all you white people like our rice.
Nope. Doesn't fill me up. It's not worth eating.
No soup of some young guy?
No, especially that. I'm good.
No... Chicken fried lice so nice?
No.
Rice will look like lice. I'm surprised I never thought of that before. What is wrong with me, Arnie? What is wrong with me, Arnie? What is wrong with me? My wong, my dong, wong, wong is wrong with me. My wong dong.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all with one shot. Shit, I should be dead. You never get that second shot. Oh, we got a voice. Due to technical difficulties, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Focus. Where were we here on the show? Oh, sponsors. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Tap That Ass Tap. Come down, tap an ass. That's what they do there. Silly. Who writes this shit, Ernie?
You.
We need to hire new writers. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Lots and Lots of Clots Abortion Clinic. Remember, don't let a $400 problem become a lifetime commitment. Oh, shit, Ernie. Remember, Ernie, $600 will pay for an abortion. Just saying. Thank you, Uncle Sam. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the American government. Remember, while you're buying a new PlayStation 5, little brown babies all over the world are being killed. Enjoy. Please remember, All content and characters of the Creepy Basement Show are fictitious. Therefore, the situations contained with inside the cave that I... What I like... Enjoy this fucking song, we'll be... Sid! Sid! It's hard to get good help, Ernie.
Yeah, it is.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... The Church of Dunkin'. Go down south. Oh, shit. Cough in a place for the dead. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show, episode 279. Starting me, Rich Duncan, with my co-host Ernie Hill. It's New Year's Eve, bitches.
That's New Year.
Be happy.
Yay.
Go.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Yay. Happy.
Yeah, she sounds like it.
Fucking Sid. That's why she got fired from Taco Bell. I'll tell you about that. Just so. This episode's music is brought to you by the Foo Fighters. Yeah, the show doesn't make any money, so I use the show's music out of respect. Thank you, Foo Fighters. Plus, the Foo Fighters' new album's coming out soon, so... Oh, look out. Yeah, motherfucking Ryan, what you gonna do? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dick's House of Whores and Sluts. Yeah. You like it? You like it dirty? You like it deep? You like it in the dirty hole? Come work at Dick's House of Whores and Sluts. An equal opportunity employer. Boys, girls, men, women, seniors, handicapped people, veterans, black people, white people, brown people of all shades, yellow people, we don't give a fuck. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is also brought to you by Tug Town. Yes, come down and get a tug, a proud sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show. It's also brought to you by Tranny. Would I like to try again? Sure I would. It's brought to you by Tranny Town Liquors. Come down and visit Michael Michelle and get all your liquor needs. But if you're a tranny, how much licking are you going to do? Right? Dude, every time I think about this expression, I smile. Gladiator. Gladiator. Could be a warrior. Could be a truck. Could be anything. There's a thousand different things called gladiator. And every time I think of it, gladiator, is she glad? Huh? 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 Yeah? Huh? Huh? I don't see you writing jokes like this, motherfucker. If you'd like to contact me and have me write jokes for you.
Oh my God.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... Yeah, me. Aw, me, bitches. What you gonna do? My God. I'm the Kanye of podcasting. I told you it sounds like a fucking earthquake when the snowplows come by.
Oh, I know.
So we're getting to the point here in real life on the Creepy Basement Show. And in real life, it's fucking wintertime. Yep.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And it's snow, it's ice, it's fucking cold, it's fucking sucking. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Weather. Whether or not it's going to rain, we don't know.
Or snow,
or be a hurricane, or a typhoon.
30-40 mile an hour winds.
Or a volcano. Volcanoes aren't weather. Would I like to try again? No. I put very little effort into everything. The only thing I put effort into is masturbating. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Happy Handshakes. Give yourself one. Who else is going to make you happy? Oh, see? Writing shit off the dome, motherfuckers. All right, so real life. Real life is real life. It's 2021 now. We're past the future. Remember how we thought 2020 was the future? And we have, like... robots and like,
oh yeah,
I don't know, fleshlights that batteries didn't go dead in. Put a man on the moon, but can't make a fleshlight fucking last 3 days without needing brand new batteries. Maybe I use it too much. Whatever. What are you gonna do? So real life is good. End it all in one shot. There you go. How good's your real life?
About the same as that gunshot.
What's in your headspace?
Nothing.
Yeah, there you go. Life's good. Kids are good. Work's good. Money's good, like I said. I ain't balling, but
yeah.
I ain't crawling either. Look at that shit. Writing shit again, dude. You ever heard that before? I ain't balling, but I ain't crawling.
Yeah.
Shit, dude. I'm a fucking genius.
Get into the job and money and shit. I took a pay cut. Cutting hours, just
at least it was by your choice.
Well, to help a buddy of mine out that's in a hard spot. He's trying to expand his business and can't get the crew and
right,
so now I'm back to doing everything instead of like nothing. You know, kind of a rough if you're doing it for almost 2 years, being like a prima donna, doing nothing but pizza and prep.
Now
I'm doing everything.
I hang out with my kitties. Hey, the kitty wants to make a guest spot. Kitty hasn't been on the show in a long time.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. What do you got to say, kitty? How's your real life? Huh? Oops. Oh, kitty's great.
It's 20 o'clock.
Thank you, Alfred. How are you, Alfred? Alfred. Alfred.
He doesn't like you.
Sid? No, Sid's still here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sleeping on the couch. Smoking weed while she's asleep and coughing.
Yep.
Wonder why she's on the floor. Shh. Shut up, Ernie. God damn it. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Satan. Remember, no one loves you like Satan does. Now go masturbate and do drugs and drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, and let your mom down. That's your job. All right, so real life is good. Work's good. Let's see. Real life entertainment. Like I said, new Foo Fighters music is coming out soon. Actually, they released a brand new song. Don't ever do that again, Ernie. Today. And it's at the very end of the show, so you can hear that. It's called No Son of Mine. It's a decent song. I'm going to make Ernie listen to it. He's not going to like it, but I'm going to make him listen to it anyway. So what are you going to do? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dick. Other real life news. That's all. Everybody loves dick. Other real life. Thank you. Our audience here at the Creepy Basement Show. A bunch of drunken bastards. What are you going to do? Groups of a feather flock together, I guess. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by birds. What's going on with you in real life? I know you said you took a pay cut, took a different job, helping a buddy out. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping to bring it back up.
How was your Christmas? We didn't talk about Christmas. Christmas sucked. I was alone on Christmas.
I was with my parents. It's like an everyday.
Someone came over, was supposed to thaw a turkey. I told him thaw it out like 3 days beforehand or whatever. You know how you gotta. He did it. So he calls me at noon on Christmas and says the turkey ain't thawed. I'm like, oh, so we're not having dinner. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. So he brought over some chicken strips out of his freezer. Yeah. A winner. Winner chicken fucking strip dinner on fucking Christmas. And then I made like shit I had out of the counter, like stovetop and fucking mashed potatoes from the food shelter. Yeah, winner. I'm a hero. but we made it work. We had a nice dinner. But then motherfucker, like, brings booze over here and starts drinking, like, fast, like, right away. I'm like, no, so you're a drinker now, huh? And he's like, yep. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then he gets high, which he doesn't normally do. And you know, like, I have good weed.
Ooh.
Ken.
Oh, okay.
So he hits the one hitter and then starts crying about how his brother died of COVID this year, who was like 80 fucking years old, who he never met, who's just like dad's kid from three marriages before his mom. But he's upset about him dying, and even though he never met him, and he's like, oh, life is so hard, and you know, there's unresolved issues between me and you. Starts crying like a little bitch, gets all upset and leaves. And then for New Year's Eve yesterday, okay, was supposed to come over. We were supposed to cook the turkey that was now finally froze, unfroze, because it's been in the fridge, yeah, which it was still froze this morning when he went to cook it for himself for New Year's Eve morning or whatever.
How big was this fucking thing?
Like 20 pounds or something, but he's a fucking moron. He never listens to anything I say because I'm too stupid to know anything, so whatever. It could have all worked out. Christmas could have had a nice dinner. But it's like I said before, like, he called me, asked me for something out of the blue. He's like, I know you have friends that, like, deal in drugs and shit, because some of my friends sell records, and some of my friends sell drugs.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
So, he's like, oh, can you get me some coke, because I got ripped off on coke and shit, and I'm like, dude, what, you do, like, coke now, and you drink all the time and shit? Like, he drinks more than I do now. Like, he drinks on the daily. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm still not an everyday drinker. And he's like, oh, it's a holiday, though. And he brought me over Fireball and shit. And he's like, you don't want to drink and get drunk? I'm like, no, dude, it's Christmas Eve. Like, it's a happy day. It's not like I want to get shit-faced and feel like shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll drink a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, he brought himself tequila and he brought this ice house, which I'm drinking tonight. Thank you, Kenny, for the ice house. And he's like, did you drink all that beer yet? I'm like, I haven't even drank one of them. Like, I'm not that kind of drunk anymore. Like, I'm just not. Like, to hang out with you,
it's
I drink.
Moderation, yeah.
Yeah, and it says on every fucking thing, dude. It says on your beer can. It says on my beer can. It says on that fucking ghetto-ass fucking champagne I got in the fridge that I bought for me and Kenny that he never showed up. I spent New Year's Eve masturbating
champagne,
and
so
fucking playing video games. But I beat a lot of shit on Need for Speed the Run. I'll tell you that. Yes, I'm still playing PS3. I don't give a fuck. I'm ghetto as hell. I'm po. But anyway. So yeah, I was by myself. And I decided last night, this is the last time, dude. For the last 4 years, every holiday has been fucked up by him. And you know it, because I tell you everything that's going on in my life. Yeah. It's like we're supposed to have dinner, but he gets pissed off and doesn't come over, or like he pouts about this and takes off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like every holiday for the last 5 years has been fucking shitty. Oh, speaking of which. No, it wasn't you. It was a bad radio transmission. Works up in alien transmissions again.
Uh-oh.
I have to, dude. They're subliminal. I have to put them in the show, or the aliens will suck my soul out of my anus again. And once you've had your soul sucked out of your anus, You'd much rather be a Dirty Dick Dancer. Because it's rough, dude. Like, the head of my soul was so big. Enjoy this song from the Foo Fighters. We'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show, episode 279. I'm drunk as fuck. Happy New Year's, motherfucker.
No more time for old time's sake.
Sid, are you good? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Zombie. All your recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Right, Sid? Right, Sid? Ernie, it's so hard to get fucking good help. It's so help to get good hard. Off the dome again, motherfucker. Let's see, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by Slick's Rick's Slick Stick. That's right, stick it where you want to. Yep, it's also been brought to you by Pedophile Pete's Pizza and Pasta. That's right, like Chuck E. Cheese without the weird rat, just the weird kitty touching. Bad pizza. So, real life. I don't know. Trivia. Fuck trivia, I don't feel like doing it. On this date, I don't feel like doing it. News, I don't feel like doing it. So, that's why there's music at the end of the show now. You know
actually,
that, right?
I do have a trivia.
You do?
Yes.
Whip it out, Ernie. Let us see it.
Alright.
Show me your big ass trivia question for episode 279 of the Creepy Basement Show. The New Year's Eve episode. This is fun episode.
My trivia question is,
okay,
who was the original actor who started the filming of Back to the Future? It was not who you think it is.
I know the answer. No, I told you I knew the answer. Shh. But I kept it off the show through tricky magic editing. If you know how to answer that trivia, would I like to try again? Sure. If you know how to answer that trivia question, you can contact the Creepy Basement Show by emailing thecreepycrew@hotmail.com, thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com, or text or call 1-630-943-5119. That was a pretty good trivia question, Ernie.
Yeah, I thought it was.
All right, so on this date, it's 1-1-21. 1-1-21. 1-1-21. You know what's going to be a weird day? 2-1-21. I wonder if that's when the aliens are going to come. Again. Aliens come taste better than... Anyway, news. COVID's still a thing. Brand new year, though. Let's see what happens, right? Let's be optimistic. Today was a really good day for me. I'm going to have... I'm gonna fuck a Dirty Dick Dancer. I'm gonna have a grilled cheese sandwich. Yep, and then I'm gonna have some chocolate chip cookies with some chocolate milk. Fuck another Dirty Dick Dancer. And then go to sleep. And then wake up tomorrow and go to work. Work.
Joy.
Right? Alright, so, in entertainment, new Foo Fighters music coming soon. Here at the end of the show is a brand new Foo Fighters song that was just related. Would I like to try again? Sure I would, why not? I ain't got nothing else to do. Called... Something, hang on, what's it called? No Son of Mine, or something like that, yeah. It's at the end of the show. Listen around, enjoy it. Listen around, hang around. Hang, listen, listen, hang, and whatever you're gonna do. Next episode of the Creepy Basement Show is guaranteed to not be any better than this one. It's going to be exactly the same train wreck that this one has been. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show.
You never know.
We only do them on holidays now, so what? You got to wait till St. Patrick's Day to do the next show? That ain't going to work. That Valentine's Day.
Groundhog
Day show. Come on, Ernie. We're kind of stretching now for reasons to do the show, aren't we? How about I just only drink when I do the show, so I want to start doing the show every 3 days now. Hey, you failed as a sponsor of the show, of me. So, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by El Choco's Head Shop. El Choco has the cocaína. Not allowed to talk about that, I guess. It's also brought to you by Transmissions. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
No, dude, it's my secret double agent fucking spies that I sent out on missions called Transmissions.
Oh, okay. And
they never solve anything. Okay. It's also brought to you by El Taco Diablo. Hey, Ernie, you like a taco? We don't like a beef taco, chicken taco, fish taco. You like the fish taco, don't you? You're one of them kind of guys, huh?
No, don't like
El
fish.
Taco Diablo. I make the hottest tacos in all the land, man. Hey. Dude, I might as well just be like, hey, man, you like a watermelon? Yep, this show... hang on a minute. After a brief discussion with the talent, the management of the Creepy Basement Show would like to apologize for the insensitivities of the assholes that are the stars of the Creepy Basement Show. Both Rich Duncan and Ernie Hill are completely insensitive. Like, fuck off, management. New year, new show. Although...
Hey, man.
Yeah, certain voices and shit we shouldn't do anymore. It's a new world, Ernie. It's a brave new future, this 2021. I still ain't got a flying car or shoes that fucking tie themselves, but...
Why get politically correct now?
Right? I am politically correct. I don't like anybody...
Okay.
I don't like anybody who ain't me. I don't even really like you. You're too fair-skinned for me. I think you're a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
okay.
I bet Anne Frank would be afraid of you. You're white. That's all I'm going to say. In entertainment, I've been watching a bunch of Netflix. Let me see. There's a cool thing on Netflix now about 2020. It's interesting. It's funny. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, fire. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by our brand new sponsor, Ernie. It's called Loads. Take one of the face.
Okay.
Dude, I've lost my fucking mind. Let's see here. What was I talking about before I got distracted by myself? I saw my reflection and I'm like a cat chasing shiny things. On this date, look this shit up. News, look this shit up. Entertainment. Oh yeah, entertainment. It's called the end of 2020 or something. Not a lot's going on in entertainment, to be honest. You been watching anything interesting?
No. I don't watch anything interesting.
What video game are you playing?
The normal.
Whatever then. You're not the most entertainment part of entertainment.
No, Red Dead, GTA.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by Dick's House of Fours and Sluts. I mentioned them before, but they're kind of my favorite. So, whatever, what are you going to do? It's also brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, you'll remember. I'm not going to tell you what you get with one of my Dirty Dick Dancers, your ass is going to remember. If not just because it was so good, but because of, like, in 3 weeks you're going to have bumps, and then you're going to remember. It's also brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Remember Ernie Hill? No one fucks you like you do. Now what?
Go fuck yourself.
That's right. And it's a brand new year, Ernie.
Yeah.
You know what we need? We need some new friends.
Yeah, we do.
Because I need to figure out if I can jelly my fist in a new friend's ass. Or do you think I should jam it? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by KY Jellies and Jams. With that new car flavor for a new year.
Okay.
I couldn't think of a flavor. A new car flavor. You know. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
Enjoy this song. And we'll be back to wrap this shit up in 1 second. Eat my dick. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. This is the new Foo Fighters song I don't like that much. It's called Shame. I mean, it's okay. It's weird. Like I said, like I was telling you before we started recording the show, I think they're going for like a weird like Queen like 70s band feel thing or something. I don't know. This song is called Shame. And then the song after this is called No Son of Mine or something. I think Dave's trying to say that he's glad he had daughters so he doesn't have to worry about his son sucking dick. I couldn't even really tell you. I only heard the song once, but okay. That's not what the song's about. I just made that up trying to be funny. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today, by Dr. Dick, or call 1-800-DIE-FAST for help. It's also brought to you by AA. If you need help, get it. Yeah. It's also brought to you by Special Cuts, the haircut you can't show all your friends. Your special friends are really going to like. That's why it's called the Special Cut. Get it? You're a special friend. You ever see my special cut?
Nope, don't want to.
I had a special friend over the other day, and you know what he said? He said the next time I come over, I'm bringing a razor because your ass is like Rich's National... He calls me Richie. He goes, it's like Richie's National Forest.
TMI, dude.
I just blushed. Whatever. When was the last time you got your ass ate? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Ernie, are you washing them?
No.
Are you sanitizing them?
Hell no.
Alright, just put them in the boxes. We'll send them out. This episode...
Stick a like ball said, on each
Dick's
one
Discount
them.
Used Sex Toys. A proud sponsor of the Creepy Basement Show. And... Man, Dingle's lunch meats is racist now, ain't it?
Dude, there's a small little earthquake again.
It's a snowplow. The snowplows are out plowing. Man, those guys are getting paid good money. Not like us. Here entertaining you, making you all laugh. But what are we getting paid? We ain't getting paid shit.
Nope.
I'm going to have to give myself a hand job tonight just because I'm so happy with myself. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the One-Eyed Private Eye D- Dick's Detective Agency, something or other. And Slick Rick, Slick Slicks, let's end this shit. I'm Rich Duncan, he's Ernie Hill. This has been the New Year's Eve episode 2020 of the Creepy Basement Show, episode 279, starring me, Rich Duncan. I'm so beautiful and handsome. You guys should just love the fuck out of me. I don't know why everybody doesn't line up outside my house to blow my... Whatever. Someday. And he's Ernie Hill. Say goodnight, Ernie.
Yeah, goodnight.
We'll see you guys next time. Here at the very end of the show is the brand new Foo Fighters song. Thank you, Dirty Dick Dancers. Dude, if I didn't own fucking hookers, I don't think I'd ever get to fuck anybody. I ain't too proud to say it. I might as well be a fat bald man at this point. Whatever. Enjoy this new song by the Foo Fighters. At the end, see you next time. I'm Rich. He's Ernie. We're out. Peace. Enjoy your life.
Later.
Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year.
May everything be better for everybody next this year.
It has to be better, Ernie. It can't get much worse. Come on.
It could, but...
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Sid. Happy New Year, Sid. Sid. Happy New Year. Alright. Sid. Alright. Enjoy the song. Shit, there's that noise again. Enjoy the song from the Foo Fighters. Love, peace, be happy in 2021. Good night, Ernie. Thanks for chilling with me, being my buddy.
Not a problem.
You're the only friend I have. No, how much do I have to pay you now?
Oh, we'll talk about it after you get off.
Does the price go up now? Because it's a new year.
Yep.
Fuck. If you believe it, it must be true. No son of mine. No son of mine.
It's 10:30.